The Lord is risen. Happy Resurrection Sunday to you. My kids, every once in a while, come up to me and they say something like this: Daddy, can you fix it? Can you fix it? Can you fix this thing? And my kids are so innocent, and they asked their own father this question as they bring their broken toys before me. But listen, most of you, or some of you, will know that I grew up with very little skills in fixing things. I grew up in an artistic, counseling, pastor, musical family. And so I've got very few skills when it comes to replacing stuff. I can put a new battery in and stuff like that. I can do the batteries. That's what I can do. It's a sad reality that my kids are going to have to live with. Daddy, can you put this thing back together? No, kids. No, I cannot. I cannot. And the world is a harsh place, and it's a harsh reality that you're going to have to grow up learning about with your father. I'm bad at fixing things. But we come here on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, knowing that we live in a broken world. We live in a broken world. Sin has corrupted humanity and has led to so much brokenness. And the question is, who can put the world back together? Like the children's nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put him together again. We look at the world, we look at our lives, we look at our relationships. Could someone put our lives and the world back together again? Listen to the Apostle Peter remind the church of the one who can make things right. 1 Peter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. North Langley, new birth into a living hope. New birth into a living hope. A COVID-19 isolated, lonely, sick, politically polarized, angry, violent, hungry, rebellious, and broken world needs to hear that again. Because of the empty tomb, we have a new birth into a living hope. Aslan the lion, the Christ figure in C.S. Lewis's Narnia series, dies and comes back to life. And he reminds Susan and Lucy of an ancient truth in Narnia. Quote, when a willing victim who had committed no treachery was killed in a traitor's stead, the table would crack and death itself would start working backwards. Death would start working backwards. As I've mentioned before, N.T. Wright, the New Testament theologian, sat in a London cab where the cab driver said this about Easter. The way I look at it, he said, is this: if God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, all the rest is basically rock and roll. Meaning, the future is okay. The future is in God's hands. We have new birth into a living hope. We have a living hope that promises a bright and restored and redeemed future for the world. John the Apostle is given a vision at the end of our Bibles. He's given an apocalypse, a pulling back of the curtain to see the reality of the way things actually are. And John sees God creating a new heavens and a new earth. Listen to Revelation 21. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. John hears from the throne of God the very heartbeat of God. I am making everything new. I'm making everything new. That's our hope today, North Langley, as we gather together virtually here to celebrate the empty tomb. We hear from the throne of God, the very heartbeat of God, I am making everything new. summary so far. If God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then we have a new birth into a living hope. If God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then death is working backwards. If God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then all the rest is basically rock and roll. If God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then God is making everything new. Easter morning, 2,000 years ago, God started pouring his very life and love and transformation into the world. From the abundance, the deep well of love and mercy, just God has begun pouring it upon the world. And for the last 2,000 years, he's calling a people to himself to love and to pour his life into so that they would be a blessing to the world. Easter morning is the very morning when God crushed death itself. It's the very morning where God reversed the powers of death and evil and sin. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? As St. John Chrysostom reminded the church in the 4th century, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. Easter morning is the very morning where God began to demolish the old order of things and to bring about his new life on earth as it is in heaven. Listen again to the very heartbeat of God. I am making everything new. Did you know that the Greek language has two words for new, for our English word new? Naos and kainos. Naos and kainos. Listen to Pastor Pete Hughes explain the difference. Quote, naos is something brand new, like when you purchase a new car that has never been driven before. Kainos is something old that is made new, like when your car is fixed at the garage and drives like new. When John has a vision of God making all things new, the word he chooses is kainos. Kainos, total renovation. Focus on that word, renovation. Taking something old, broken, beat up, torn apart, wounded, whatever, and making it new. Restoring it, renovating it, recreating it. During a really sad time, for Tanya and I, we spent some time in Alberta, and it was around the time that her father was had passed away, but we had a chance to hang out with my brother and sister-in-law. And while we were hanging out with them, they were watching this show, this home renovation show. Now, home renovation shows are not my jam, but for some reason, I got totally into this one. And watching, for some reason, there's something incredible about watching old homes that are just, you know, broken and just in disarray, getting gutted and being renovated, completely renovated, so that at the end, they just look pristine and beautiful, functional again. Absolutely beautiful. I love that picture of something being rebuilt or restored. Total renovation. Kainos. Kainos. Think about our world today. Think about the world around you, totally renovated, totally recreated, restored, repurposed. Kainos. The heartbeat of God is to bring about a new creation. The heartbeat of God is to make all things new. Why? Because it's a fallen world. We live in this broken, fractured, messed up world. We as a human race turned away from the worship of God to the worship of things. And it's called idolatry. Idolatry. Rather than worship God as Father, we turn our lives towards money, sex, power, pride, food, homes, jobs, toys, the image we see in the mirror, careers, entertainment, politics, ideologies, relationships, you name it. Many of these things I just listed are wonderful things, amazing things, but they have become idols because we've made them ultimate in our life, ultimate things. We place these things on a throne, and with our time and our resources and our attention, we worship them. We give these things ultimate allegiance. We give these things total control of our lives. And we receive from them, or we try to receive from them, our ultimate meaning in life. And it slowly kills us. C.S. Lewis, in his book, The Weight of Glory, reminds us that idols always break the hearts of their worshipers. Idols always break the hearts of their worshipers. Idolatry is sin, and it leads to broken lives. We know that's true, right? If we're honest with ourselves, we've sensed it in our own life. To worship money, sex, power, pride, food, homes, jobs, toys, image, clothes, bodies, careers, entertainment, politics, ideologies, or another relationship, as Pete Hughes argues, is to guarantee a broken heart. It's to guarantee a broken heart. Idols always break the hearts of their worshipers. Think about your story. Where do you look around and see a fractured world around you? Maybe if we're honest, where do we look inside and see a fractured soul inside of us? Look around, we look at the broken family relationship. We look at the broken friendship. We see this broken financial ruin that we're in. We experience sexual brokenness. We experience a lack of justice, a lack of morals, an empty loneliness. Many of us who are part of this service today are experiencing the pain of addiction, whether it's in your own life or in the life of someone you love. We think about poverty around the world. We think of violence that we've experienced in our own city. We think of sickness and pain that people are suffering with. In the words of Andrew Peterson, do we feel the world is broken? We do. And do we feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do we know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. And do we wish that we could see it all made new? Listen to that last line again. Do we wish that we could see it all made new? We do. This year in our life, as I mentioned earlier, we've experienced a death in our family, right? Tanya's dad passing away. And so for our family, that sting of death hits home. Do we wish that we could see it all made new? We do. This year, many of us have felt that sting and the pain of political polarization. We felt it in our own relationships. You know, some of you who are part of our church family, we did a whole series on this about the pain that's come between children and parents or neighbors or friends because we are choosing to see the world differently. And there's political ideologies that are waging war against each other and people are caught in the middle of all of it. And there's a pain this last year. Do we wish that we could see it all made new? We do. For some of us who've experienced sickness in COVID-19, for some who've experienced isolation, deep loneliness, do we wish that we could see this made new? We do. We wish that we could see it all made new. Is that your wish? As I scan my own life and I look at the wreckage and the brokenness and the pain, And all of it, like the stuff that's deep within me, the stuff that very few people know about, and the things that I see all around me, we bring it again before the throne of God and we hear him say, I am making everything new. I'm making everything new. It is God's joy and delight to do some kainos among us. It's God's joy and delight to begin renovating the home that you live in, renovating the all creation, renovating the relationships and the family, and getting it deep into all of the junk and begin to make it new. Kainos, total renovation. It's God's deep delight and joy. I want you to taste it. I hope that we as a church taste it in 2021, the deep joy and delight that God has to get deep into our lives and begin to restore and renew and renovate those places in our life. And where does it begin? It begins with us. Where does it begin? It begins in the deep places of my own heart. First, I have to be made new. I have to taste and experience the kainos of God. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Look at that. The new creation has come. Because Jesus rose from the dead, the old is gone and the new has come. We are made new because Jesus Christ died for our sins and wiped our sins clean and rose again on the third day and offers us life. That's good news. Hey, I know that some of you who are part of this are maybe just watching with your family. Maybe your whole family sat down to watch an Easter service and that's not really your thing, and yet you have found yourself right now on a couch watching this. And so welcome to you. Maybe some of you who are tuning in, it has been a very long time since you've ever thought about the love of God and about the offer of life from God. Maybe for some of you, this is the first time you've ever heard it. And I want to invite you to reach out to our prayer team. Our prayer team, prayer@nlcc.ca. They would love to pray with you today. Some of you, if you're watching this and you're saying, I want God to make me new. I want to surrender my life to him and I want him to come into my life and to begin to restore things and make me new. That's what it looks like to give your life to Jesus. Our prayer team would love to chat with you. If you could reach out to them, prayer@nlcc.ca. And actually, they told me right before the service started, they said, if you want to, give them your phone number and they would love to call you. We just have a very trusted prayer team here. These are not weird people. They're trusted people from our church. We love them. And they would love to call you and to show you how to give your life to Jesus. They'd love to walk with you in that. And so if this is your first opportunity to do that, would you call them or would you send an email? They would love to call you. Today is an opportunity to offer our lives to the Lord and say, oh God, would you come and make me new? And for all of us as Christians who once again, we come again and we say that again, Lord Jesus, come and make me new. Would you come and restore me? Would you do that kainos work in me? Tear down walls that don't need to be there, remove obstacles that are in the way, and just renovate my heart. Would you renovate my heart? As he heals us, North Langley, we join God in the renewal of all things. And I want to give you some hope. Jesus doesn't just set us free from sin and death so that we can enjoy our little one-way ticket to heaven, holding on to our little ticket, you know? Not at all. He sets us free from sin and death so that we would be set free to carry the hope of the gospel to the world. By the way, do I think a ticket to heaven is a good thing? Yes, of course I do. I think that's wonderful. But the hope is that as we are restored, we become hope carriers into every corner and space of our city. Do you remember a story about when a man named Lazarus dies in the New Testament? He was Jesus's good friend. And Lazarus's sister is distraught. If her only hope was that, yeah, one day she would see her brother again, then that's a ticket to heaven hope. It's good, but it's not the fullness of the gift of Jesus. She says, yeah, I know my brother Lazarus will rise on the last day, but Jesus looks at her and says, I am the resurrection and the life. Listen to N.T. Wright. Resurrection isn't just a long distance, far off hope. It is a person, and he has come forward from God's ultimate future to burst into the present with new life and new hope. That was and is the message the world needs. North Langley, as we move into the world, we move into the world on our knees in prayer. And we pray, oh God, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Bring your new creation right here in the messiness of my life. Would you bring it, your kingdom come, your will be done right here. Could you make this relationship new again? God, would you make my marriage new again? God, would your kingdom come? Your will be done. Bring that beautiful living hope of new creation into my marriage. Would you restore things here? Would you bring your justice and truth to heal this situation? God, would you bring your reconciliation to my family? God, would you bring food to the poor and water to the thirsty? Would you bring your care to all creation? Would you bring your hope to the marginalized, your love to the lonely, and freedom to the addicted? God, would your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Come and make this city new. Come and restore me and my family and all those around me. Your kingdom come. That is our prayer. We pray, Lord, it is your great desire and delight to make all things new. So would you do it here? Lord, it's your great desire to make all things new. So would you do it in Langley? And would you do it in Surrey? In our everything, our jobs, our routines. North Langley, think of the boring stuff. In the boring everyday rhythms of your life, the mundane, God wants to pour his hope of new creation into all those spaces and places. God has you in that family. God has you at that job. God has you at that school for his hope of new creation to flood that place. God has given you those talents. God has given you those opportunities. Think about the opportunities you have. God has given you that money, whether you think it's a lot or a little. God has given it to you for his hope of new creation to flood the world. As our own Douglas Copeland from Vancouver writes in Player One, if you're not spending every waking moment of your life living the truth, if you're not plotting every moment to boil the carcass of the old order, then you're wasting your day. Now, some of you will just say, yeah, but I'm experiencing suffering, or I'm experiencing pain, or I'm experiencing opposition. I've tried to reconcile. I've tried hard to restore things. I've been praying for God's kingdom to come. And could I offer a picture? You might be experiencing what tectonic plates do under the earth's surface. Where do earthquakes happen? It's right there when something collides against, one plate collides against another. There's tectonic plates that are rubbing up against each other. And there's a lot of pain there in that place. Why? Because the kingdom of darkness is coming up against the kingdom of light. And of course there's gonna be friction. This isn't easy. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. I've overcome the world. For those of you who are suffering and in pain, you might listen to a message like this and be like, wow, it sounds good, but I'm really hurting here. Like, I'm not seeing anything around me. I'm not experiencing some of that renewal or that new creation hope. And as you are in your sickness and in your pain, longing for new creation, I want to encourage you that you carry in your own body what the New Testament calls the groanings and the birth pangs of a new creation. Your pain and your suffering is a witness to the fact that God's new world is not fully here yet. And so as you walk through this, know that he's with you, that he loves you, that he cares for you, that he sees you in your suffering and your pain. But he points you to the end of the story, that he is a God who will make every inch of this creation new again, and that includes you. That suffering and that pain is not forever. His promise from the throne of God, his very heartbeat, is he'll make all things new. I want you to show you an image of God making all things new. Some Christians in Philadelphia, in light of the gun violence in America, have decided to make gardening tools from guns. These are guns that are taken off the streets of America, and they've been forged into gardening tools. Shane Claiborne leads Raw Tools, and I'll show you this image here. Raw, R-A-W, which is backwards for war, right? Raw Tools And he writes this. He says, literally in 1 hour, we go from a tool that's designed to take life into a tool that's designed to give life. This is not random. They're not doing this randomly. This hope comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2. Listen to this hope, this prophetic hope from the Old Testament. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. This is the hope that the prophets were speaking about, that one day that all the people would flock to Yahweh, to the God of gods, to the Lord of lords and King of kings. And when they do that, there will be no more need for war. And weapons of violence will be turned into gardening tools. I want to show you another image. This is an image called the Tree of Life. Mozambique had a civil war. And what some Christian artists did is they came together and they made out of old weapons, out of old machine guns, instruments of death. They made what they call the Tree of Life. It's on display at the British Museum in London now. A civil war in Mozambique, but the artist said, no, 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 we see Isaiah chapter 2. God is in the business of kainos. God is in the business of renovation, of restoration, of new creation, of death working backwards. The old order is crumbling, North Langley. The old order is melting. The old order is breaking down. The new order of God's new creation is bursting upon the world in Jesus. That's why we care about Easter Sunday. That's why Easter Sunday matters, is because that was the moment where death starts working backwards. Let these images serve as a prophetic picture of the new thing that God wants to do deep within your heart. God wants to do that kind of thing in you. God wants to take weapons of war and turn them into weapons of peace, or instruments of peace, I should say. Let him start to melt down the old order in you, and let him create something brand new in you. Let him create a piece of art in you. Relationships healed, marriages restored, addictions gone, justice at work, the poor fed, those on the margin loved, the hate and the bitterness in relationships gone, hope poured into the deep places of your soul, the love of God poured into you. Listen to Pete Gregg. How terrifying and exciting it is to be walking the earth as sons and daughters of God at such a time as this, conspiring together in Christ by the power of his Spirit for the glory of God the Father, to subvert the old order and make all things new. As I end, North Langley, good news, Jesus is alive. Good news, he's making all things new. Good news, death is working backwards. Good news, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. For if God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then we have a new birth into a living hope. If God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then death is now working backwards. If God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then all the rest is basically rock and roll. If God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then God is making all things new. North Langley, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.